When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I'd pay for vacations with whatever was in my wallet, but I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. First, you probably know the bad news already. Mint has shut down. But here's the good news. There's a better alternative. Monarch Money. That's right. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. As a finance nerd, you would assume that I have my money game all together. Well, shocker, I didn't. Until Monarch Money. Monarch Money allowed me to easily see what is going on with my finances, help me get a better handle on my spending, budgets, and more. It's my go-to app every day, more so than my bank, because I can quickly see where I am with my budgets and spending, allowing me to invest more and spend time on things I want to do. It's my GPS for money. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now you get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/beginners. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all your tags and categories. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. Change the layout of your dashboard, toggle between light and dark mode, create custom budgets and notifications, set up automatic rules for transactions and notifications, and more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving the product. They release updates every 2 weeks and allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. In fact, Monarch Money is one of the first to bring you direct Apple Card, Apple Cash, and savings syncing with the latest iOS 17.4 update. Now you can sync your wallet directly for seamless budgeting. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/beginners. That's monarchmoney.com/beginners for your extended 30-day free trial.
Love this podcast because it crushes your dreams of getting rich quick.
They actually got me into reading stats for anything.
You're tuned in to the Investing for Beginners podcast.
Led by Andrew Sather and Dave Ahern.
Step-by-step premium investing guidance for beginners.
Your path to financial freedom starts now.
Starts now.
All right, folks, welcome to Investing for Beginners podcast. Today, we are going to start something new. Andrew and I have created a 20-part series on Back to the Basics. We're going to give you a guidepost, a map, a process that you can follow as you start to invest. And so every week, we're going to have one episode that's going to focus on Back to the Basics. So with that, why don't we go ahead and dive in on our first Back to the Basics. So this one is going to be titled, What is Your Dream? What is Your Why? So Andrew, maybe do we want to explain why we want to talk about what is our why or what our dream is?
Yeah, perfect. What is our why? Why do we why? Why are we going to the why?
Why are we going to the why? Yeah.
When I first started investing, and I'm sure for a lot of people it is this way, you just want to learn, how do I make money? You know, how can I get richer? How can I start to move towards financial freedom? And the problem is there's a million and one ways that you can make money in the stock market. But if you don't figure out why you're trying to make money in the stock market, it's going to be very hard to pick the right way for you to get started. So what's that quote with the Cheshire cat? Where are you trying to go? Or what should you do?
Right.
Depends on where you're trying to go.
Right.
with the stock markets, it's very similar. You could make money trading, day trading every day, being very active. You could make money taking a very passive approach. if either of those methods are good for you, it's going to depend on what your ultimate end goal is. And I think if you can define that at the beginning rather than halfway through or near the end, then you don't have to feel like, oh, I wasted a ton of time trying this and failing, or, oh, that was an expensive tuition. If you can get ahead of that, I think it can save you from a lot. Because frankly, there is so much with the stock market, the economy, businesses. It's overwhelming, and I have to catch myself at times and tell myself, slow down. You don't have to be on top of every single trend every single day, and it's not what you're trying to do anyways. And there's a lot of freedom in that, because nobody can be on top of the media machine 24/7. It's not physically possible. And so what we have to do is figure out an ideal strategy for us that has a high chance of success and that fits with our goals, which is why if you don't know what your goals are, how can you know what you're supposed to do? For you, I mean, I know for me personally, I didn't necessarily like have a strictly defined why straight out of the gate, but I think I had a decent idea of in general where I was trying to go. Was that the case for you when you first started? And how do you kind of approach this idea of thinking of your why as an investor?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I kind of had a vague idea of where I wanted to go and kind of how I wanted to do it. But I also had a bit of a fire lit under my butt because I was older and I wasn't where I wanted to be. And so that helped, I guess, give me extra motivation to try to figure out why I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And in part, you know, I was going through some changes. I was changing a career. I had a daughter and I had gotten married recently. So all those things kind of coincide to give you, you know, maybe a little bit of the midlife crisis early, if you will. And, but it really kind of lit a fire under me that I needed to make some changes and start. Like everybody, you know, you want to be wealthier, but that really wasn't my primary goal. But I go back to this idea of, when you're starting out, you kind of don't know where you want to go. You kind of don't know what you want to do. And you're just kind of all over the map and whatnot. And most of us don't really have a plan. And as I got farther down the path, I realized how important that really is. Not only because, you know, that phrase, what is that phrase? If those who fail to plan, plan to fail kind of thing. I think that's partly true. But I think also there's a lot of motivation that comes from understanding why you're doing what you're doing that allows you to, you know, get up in the morning and go to the gym or, you know, to invest in the stock market. If you don't have that motivation, it's not going to happen. It's, you know, the consistency that you need to invest on a regular basis, you know, developing those habits that you have talked about so many times. That doesn't happen without having a why and having a plan. And if you just kind of, you know, flitting from thing to thing, whether it's day trading to Bitcoin to altcoins to NFTs to art to whatever, not to disparage any of those things, but if you're not really focusing on, okay, this is what I want to do, then it's really, I think it's really hard to be motivated to continue to do an activity if you don't have a why. And I think that's perfectly evident in exercise or weightlifting. If you don't have a why, you are not going to the gym and doing that at 7 o'clock in the morning every week because it's hard, it hurts, and there's pain involved. And most of us are lazy and we don't want to put ourselves through that if we don't have to. And so I think not necessarily to correlate investing with weightlifting, but it, you know, the habit is very much similar. So I think without having the why, that's really why you need to have the why, is it can be certainly, you know, very much motivating. And that honestly wasn't something I really had a path, but I had an urgency to get it done.
Well, it's more fun to go out for steak dinners and
yeah,
you know, go out to eat for burgers every every meal for lunch and dinner.
Yeah, milkshakes, lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, piece of cake every day. Yeah, oh yeah.
So hopefully there's a good purpose to having the discipline to save, invest, and put that money to work and be patient to not pull it out and spend it. What's the best way to steward your wealth? Looking to find great businesses with a margin of safety? My advice, Value Spotlight at valuespotlight.com.
Let's face it, A vibrant sex life contributes significantly to your overall happiness and confidence, but sometimes your hectic schedule doesn't leave room for doctor visits. That's where Hims steps in. With their convenient and discreet online platform, you can receive treatment for erectile dysfunction from the comfort and privacy of your own home. No more waiting rooms, no more awkward conversations, just a simple, direct path to treatment that works around your life, not interrupts it. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance is needed. If ED is getting you down, it's time you join hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/investing. That's hims.com/investing for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/investing. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription needed. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why is the stock market a good place for people who have a particular purpose that they're trying to achieve towards?
Because it's probably the best place for people to grow their wealth that we have today. Owning a business, whether it's your own or whether you buy somebody else's, i.e. Microsoft, is the best way to grow your wealth. And the stock market, if you're not of an entrepreneurial bent, the stock market is the best place that I know of for average people like us to partake in the greatness of all these businesses and to benefit from their hard work. And it's proven over not just hundreds of years, but thousands of years that owning a business is the best way to grow your wealth. And the stock market allows us to partake in that pursuit.
It does. And in a very passive way. Mm-hmm. If I'm buying shares of Microsoft, I don't have to go. I mean, I can if I want to, but it is not a prerequisite to go sign up for a 9-to-5 and start putting in sweat equity in order to make my shares more valuable. You buy the shares in Microsoft with or without you, works every day to try to make that stock price go higher over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. It absolutely does. So how should people look at their why and connect that to investing in the stock market or just investing in general, whether it's in real estate or anything else?
You can obviously go on any extreme. I feel like if you have a really high risk tolerance and you don't mind going bankrupt, which I don't know. I mean, that doesn't sound crazy maybe for some people, or you don't mind working 60 hour weeks or something like that, and you're willing to be aggressive and, you know, learn a ton, then maybe real estate and getting into the debt game, maybe that can be for you. But if the idea of being bankrupt doesn't sound appealing and you don't mind being patient to grow your wealth, then the stock market's probably a lot better for you. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have something in the middle. You could be doing leverage or options if you're more impatient. But again, that's the faster you're trying to get rich, the more risk that is going to be involved in that. And I haven't been able to find success on that side. And so I don't want to push anybody towards that, but that's always an option. Mm-hmm. I think if you can relate with the values of being patient, having a long-term mindset, and letting your wealth build over time and grow on itself, then I think investing in the stock market for the long term is your most logical path.
Yep.
What about you? How do you kind of look at that?
I 100% agree. I think the having those ingredients can help you be successful as you start to try to grow your wealth. And you don't have to, I think a lot of people when they start investing think they either get depressed or overwhelmed and think that they have to be the next Warren Buffett to find success in the stock market. And newsflash, you don't. And there's so many different ways that you can go about investing. You know, if real estate is really your passion, you know, there's a million different ways you can invest in real estate besides actually owning the physical properties. There's real estate investment trusts, which are stocks, and there's ETFs and index funds that match or follow different indexes that are related to real estate. There's companies that build houses, like construction companies and home builders. And there's so many different ways, and that's just in real estate. So if you're really into trains, you could do the same thing. There's a lot of different ways to slice the pie. And I think instead of worrying about I have to be the next Warren Buffett or I don't know enough, I think encouraging people to step off the ledge and get started, I think, is the way that they really need to go. And investing in your 401k, investing in index funds, buying individual stocks, if that really floats your boat, those are all different ways that you can slice the pie that can help grow your wealth and get you to where you want to be. But I think before you even start doing that, I think you need to kind of start to define, why am I doing this and what's getting me up in the morning to do this every day? And every person is going to have a different why. And there's no cookie cutter form that you can fill out that can tell you, okay, this is the way, you know, this is the way you have to do it. Andrew's why and my why are not necessarily the same. Some of it's aligned, but some of it's different. And that's okay, because we're all individuals. And I think you just need to define your why. And maybe we could kind of give some people examples. Maybe we could talk a little bit about our whys and kind of why we're investing and why we're doing what we're doing today with, you know, the show, the Investing for Beginners podcast. So maybe we could start talking about that a little bit and give, you know, just give people maybe an example from our own lives.
Yeah, sounds good. Now we're starting to get back to the roots of the show, right?
Right.
Really starting to talk about the dream, the vision behind why I even wanted to be on the show in the first place. I guess for me, I don't know what prompted me to think this. I always felt that the stock market seemed like a place where if you didn't make a certain amount of money or you didn't have a certain amount of money saved, that you just, you know, stock market was above you. Like you couldn't use it. You know, like it was a place for the wealthy. And that was, so yeah. I obviously don't think that way now. And I think people have been really educated to understand that that's not the case. But for me, getting people to understand that there is a big potential in putting in just a little bit of money and setting the habit and doing that consistently, it can lead to a lot in the long term.
Yeah.
And you can run a compound interest calculator and see that in action. Mm-hmm. But I know most people don't do that. So I try to visualize that for people as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And by living it out and doing it myself, I hope that it inspires others to do the same, because you don't have to be making six figures. You don't have to be born and bred on Wall Street, you know, started as a caddy and now you're working at a hedge fund. It doesn't have to be that way for you to make life-changing wealth. But it's not also just easy and, you know, free for everybody. It takes work, it takes discipline, it takes sacrifice. And you really need that habit, that dollar cost averaging habit, that I'm going to put a set number and set a number, because if you don't set a number, how are you going to, okay, I put a dollar in, right? I'm good. No, that's not what we're talking about here. So to have that in place, a system in place, something you can, it's low effort. You don't have to have your emotions high. You can be in a low place, you can be in a high place, and you're just consistently building a wealth snowball. I think if people can start to do that, it can create a lot of financial freedom for people. And the feeling of financial freedom when you start to take control and start to build progress towards a goal that is very achievable. What's your why?
What's the best way to get started in the market? Download Andrew's ebook for free at stockmarketpdf.com.
my why. Oh boy. So I started investing because I had a goal of being able to, you know, I wanted to obviously one day be able to retire. Number two is I wanted to help my daughter pay for her to go to school. And I also wanted to, you know, travel. Some of the, my passions, if you will, I wanted to be able to enjoy them as I got older, whether it was traveling, whether it was playing music, whether it was reading, studying about wine, you know, any of those kinds of things. Those are all things that I really enjoy. And after working in the bank for a while, I quickly learned that a lot of people were kind of desperate to achieve some sort of financial freedom, and they just didn't know how. And some people had the economic wherewithal. In other words, they were making good money and they had the ability to do it. They just maybe not didn't have the know-how to do it. They didn't have the financial education. They may have been very smart people, but they just hadn't had or didn't know the financial education that they needed to, you know, earn more than you spend, save money, and invest in the market. You know, it's not rocket science, but a lot of people don't know those basics. And I saw that firsthand on a day-to-day basis. And I thought to myself, I need to try to help people learn that in some way, shape, or form. So when we started doing the podcast, that was really what inspired me was, and continues to inspire me today, is to try to help people learn how to do better for themselves. And not to get altruistic and, you know, woo-woo on people, but I think the more people in the world that can find their version of financial freedom, the better the world is going to be. Because then a lot of the pain and the agony and the stress and the frustrations that a lot of us experience on a day-to-day basis go by the wayside. And it becomes, the world becomes a happier place. You know, Andrew and I were talking about, do we think people were happier 10 or 20 years ago than they are today? And, you know, I think they were. But I think we can get to that if we can all start to achieve, you know, whatever financial freedom means to you or to me. And to me, financial freedom means to me that, you know, I can do what I want, when I want, with who I want, where I want, and without having to answer to some other thing tying me down. That doesn't mean that I don't want to work. I do. I love what I do and I love working. I love spending hours, you know, studying the stock market and creating and learning and all those things. It's infinitely fascinating to me. But it also gives me the freedom to do the things that I want to do. And that to me is worth more than a paycheck. It's not about getting rich. It's about being able to do the things that I want to do. And that's to me what financial freedom means. And, you know, people can, you know, take that as a blueprint if they want. They can take that as, you know, a guidepost. They can take it as, you know, that's crazy. I don't like that at all. It's just, you know, everybody has a different way of working it. So I guess to you, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I think all of those things. It's hard to argue against that. Sounds like a pretty ideal life, you know?
Yeah. So I guess how would we suggest people go about trying to create their own why or define their own why?
Yeah, I think that's the key, right? Mm-hmm. To have some sort of thing to follow. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be a broken record, again, I go back to this idea of setting a number that you say you're going to invest and you pay yourself first, which means you take that number and even when you're struggling, commit to invest that number into the stock market. And that's really the most important step. I mean, everything mm-hmm. else after that is noise, you know, to do that first, whether that's in a 401k
right.
or whether that's in a Roth IRA. If you can do that, I think it sets you up for a lot of success and everything else is icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, I agree. So, you know, instead of worrying about whether you should buy Amazon or Google this weekend, if you don't know what your why is, we have some homework for you. So we want you to go out there and think about what it is, what do I want? And what do I want to achieve? Where do I want to go? What do I want to be? And write them down. Find some place, whether you have a journal, whether you have your notes on your iPhone, anywhere, write them down And for further extra credit, share them with your partner, share them with a special person, somebody that, you know, you're close to, you're friends with, you know, your spouse, and you know, just somebody you're close to, and share them with them. Because the simple act of doing that starts to make what you're putting down real. And in some small way, it holds yourself accountable. So when you start putting those things out into the world, it starts holding yourself accountable for doing those things. And if you can find an accountability partner or somebody that can kind of hold your feet to the fire, more the better. But it's not necessarily, you know, a have do. So I think, you know, figuring out what your why is and spending some time thinking about it. And then also spend some time thinking about the number, you know, the number that Andrew was talking about. I think that's very important too. And including that in your why and starting down that path. And it doesn't mean you got to start with $1,000 a month or I can't do this. If you can only afford $50, then do $50 with the understanding that you can grow that over time. And, you know, if you're 22 and you just got your first job and you're, you know, kind of tight on the budget and finding a place to live and student loans and all that fun stuff, I get it. I've been there. I understand. But find $50, find $25, whatever it is. If you can find more, that's awesome. But start with something and put that down as part of your why and start creating that habit. Because like Andrew has been saying, can't build the mountain until you start with the anthill. So you got to start somewhere. And even if you start with $50, by the end of the year, that's $600 that you've put in the account. And if you grow that at 10%, that's an extra 10% on top of the $600. I can't do the math while we're talking right now. Sorry. But I think is the perfect way to get started. That's what I would do. All right, folks. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and wrap up our Back to the Basics today. I hope you've enjoyed our discussion of why and why you need to start and figuring out your why. Please follow your homework. It'll be a great thing. It'll be a great exercise. It'll be a lot of fun to share it with other people, and it'll really help you get started, and it'll help keep you motivated when things are tough. And so with that, we'll go ahead and sign us off. You guys go out there and invest with a margin of safety, emphasis on the safety. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you all next week.
We hope you enjoyed this content. 7 Steps to Understanding the Stock Market shows you precisely how to break down the numbers in an engaging and readable way with real-life examples. Get access today at stockmarketpdf.com. Until next time, have a prosperous day.
The information contained is for general information and educational purposes only. It is not intended for a substitute for legal, commercial, and/or financial advice from a licensed professional. Review our full disclaimer at einvestingforbeginners.com.